Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to take our poll question. We have a brand new poll this week, and it's connected to the election coming up. So check that out. See what you think. When you click your answer, you'll be able to see how the poll's going so far, and we'll report back to you next week on that, as we will this week on last week's poll. And, of course, all the other things. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Having a great visit with our good friend Peter Meyer. Peter is the author of Creating and Dominating New Markets and Warp Speed Growth. Peter, tell us how we can find you online.
Oh, well, you can use warpspeedgrowth.com is the way to go, or creatinganddominatingnewmarkets.com.
Either one of those will get you to find out what you do as well as your books, right?
Yes, and websites become sort of a library of resources now. Not so much advertising, but resource where you can go get ideas and information, articles, and all kinds of things that are good for small business.
Yeah, there's outstanding stuff there, folks. So much of the things we've learned about differentiating ourselves over the last 12 or 13 years we've learned from Peter, which is what we're talking about right now. You know, Peter, one of the things I've been saying for a long time now, and the way I try to get my audience's attention on what you and I have been talking about, which is how to differentiate yourself, how to maintain some level of pricing power, if that's possible these days, and I think it is, and that is by realizing that every single thing that you do, that you sell, everything you sell is a commodity. Everything today is a commodity, unlike it was 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago. Everything's a commodity. You can get whatever you want to buy. You can get it anywhere in the world, six ways from Sunday. The only thing that's different, that can be different about you and the relationship with your customer, is the experience. And you talked about that a minute ago. Talk to us a little bit more about that.
I think that is a really important point, is that with the ubiquity of the Internet and with the ease at which we move products around the world, it is clear to me that I don't need a customer to go down the street to get tires. I can get them lots of ways, to use your example. But what I do want to get is the experience, is that the product that I sell, that you sell, that I'm thinking each one of our listeners today is selling, is not a piece of hardware or a tire or a hamburger. The product is the experience the customer feel.
Which includes things like peace of mind and trust.
Absolutely. And let me tell you a quick story about that. I was in Omaha a couple of days ago talking to a customer of ours who's moving from small to large business status as we speak. And one of the ways that they're beginning to realize they need to go is to stop thinking that they sell stone. They sell experience.
Mm-hmm.
And the distinction, this is your word, not theirs, the distinction is that their warranty, which they've always given, has been hidden. And now they begin to realize that the customer buys the guarantee this company offers. They'll be delighted. The guarantees will delight you. They're buying the guarantee as much as they're buying the stones. Now, the problem, the opportunity, is that the company has never said to the customers, oh, by the way, we're going to guarantee you a product for you. We know from studies that people will pay more for a good guarantee over and over and over again, sometimes twice the price compared to the other commodity products. That's what breaks people out in a lot of markets from the commodity, is the idea that we'll stand behind our product and the statement that we'll do that.
But, you know, Peter, that's important.
Yeah.
But you know, to me, the issue is not just that you say you're going to stand behind it, but by the fact that you've already done that, and I've already experienced that, and that's where the trust, that's where the peace of mind comes in, because you and I both know that things don't always work out perfectly, and your character is not demonstrated when things go right. It's demonstrated when things don't go so well, and that's to me what makes people come back to small business owners, and it causes them to not mind paying a little bit of a premium to do business with a small business owner.
And I think the message that I want to to make clear, and I hope I'm doing this, is that the product we sell includes everything you just said,
yep.
which is not about hamburgers, tires, or rock.
Yep.
The product we sell includes the way the customer feels about buying from us.
Mm-hmm.
We can change that. We can improve that without talking to any of our suppliers, because that's us.
And that's more powerful. And that's and isn't that, as we move into the second decade of the 21st century, Peter, isn't that becoming more powerful in our relationship, the connection with our customer, than any logo or any brand promise that a big company might have? It's more powerful, isn't it?
It's part of our own brand promise, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
If I know that I will be taken care of by my supplier, that's part of their brand. And that's more important in some cases than the difference between a quality, and more important in some cases than a savings of 10% or 20%. So if my supplier takes care of me and charges 10% more, they make money, I am happier.
Well, see, and this is something that I've been pointing out for a long time. Being able to be loyal to a vendor, to a supplier, to a company that I do business with, is good business. It's not just something that makes me feel better. It's good business, isn't it?
Absolutely. And
even if it costs a little more.
If it costs me a little more to provide the service and I get to charge twice as much, that's a good deal.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Peter, give us that website one more time.
Well, you can go to MeyerGroupGRP.com or WarpSpeedGrowth.com or CreatingAndDominatingNewMarket.com.
Pick one. You'll find out all the smart things that Peter has to say. Thank you, Peter. Safe travel. See you next time.
Thank you very
Quick
much.
Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.